Joining me here in the Allstate Showcase studio is Mike Reaver. He's the Vice President of Governmental Relations for the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce. Mike, thanks so much for joining me here this
morning. Thank you for having me, Rick.
I wanted to have you on because a lot of activity going on with a piece of legislation in the Illinois Senate. Senate passed a bill which on its face is designed ostensibly to protect consumer data, companies that collect data, sell data, that kind of thing. I'm sure mainly spurred by the lifting of kind of some of that privacy issue stuff in Washington over issues of internet providers, those kinds of things. But, I mean, this is a much more expansive piece of legislation, and the chamber has some very serious concerns about this.
Yes, we do, actually. So it's a Senate Bill 1502, it's called a so-called right-to-know bill, and I think it's important that you know, your listeners kind of understand that it is not really a bill so much about privacy as it is much a bill that, from the chamber's perspective, that we're concerned with, because it allows plaintiffs, firms, and trial attorneys to basically sue businesses for information that they are now required to collect and maintain under their under this existing law. So it's couched in terms of privacy, but it's very much driven by one plaintiff's firm here in Chicago that is pushing this, because that's what they do, is they sue companies for these types of inactions. So infractions. So that's a huge concern for us, because whether you're large, small, in between, and actually the Chicagoland Chamber, we represent all of those types of businesses, large and small, you can be sued for everything that's listed in the bill, including things that are actually not listed but are not limited to what's in the bill.
All right. So such as, I mean.
So such as height, weight, gender, things that are not necessarily sensitive in many respects. You know, I think normally people think of Social Security, you know, phone number, credit card information, driver's license number. This includes, again, gender, sexual orientation, race, weight, height, eye color, you know, anything like that, that now, because of the law and a consequence of it, is that you would have to collect and maintain that information, because now stuff that was not always easily identifiable by person, you now have to maintain that by person, because if that person then asks you as a company to provide what you shared, you have to know who that person is in order to then provide that information.
So this, in essence, what you're saying is it would basically require an increased collection of data.
Correct.
Beyond what companies do that maybe aren't as data savvy.
Correct.
Know.
Yeah. Ironically enough, it is going to actually require companies to maintain more information than is otherwise required, and actually maintain that information in a more identifiable way. So now you as a person are now linked with this information. If it gets breached, your information is now identifiable to you.
Whereas in some cases, these companies or some companies would just more have a generic pool. It wouldn't be person-specific.
Correct. Yeah, it would just be information that is you know, kind of collected in the course of business, not necessarily identified by a person.
So what is it that, well, we're going to take a quick break,
sure.
but when we come back, I mean, what is it that this law firm that you're talking about, what is it that they're after? I think we know one answer to that.
Yes,
but,
we do.
But just what are these what are the ways that the law would be infringed upon? Okay.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase studio, along with Mike Reaver, Vice President of Governmental Relations for the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about legislation that passed the Illinois Senate last week that's been given kind of the good government title of Right to Know Act, but it's a legislation that the chamber opposes out of concerns about litigation, largely.
Yes.
And so, I mean, what would be the basis of litigation?
So basis of litigation basically would be, and again, I think it's important, or it's good for the people to have a right to know where this is coming from a plaintiff's firm here in Chicago, that you know, they want to be able to sue businesses. This is what they do. So one of the causes of action, for instance, would be, again, we kind of talked about the identifiable information. There's a laundry list of items in the bill that are not actually limited to those items. So if a customer then requests that information from a business and they did not maintain that information that's not only listed on the bill but also that they have to anticipate, because, again, it's not limited, that customer could ask for that information. If they didn't get that information, then they could seek to have it have that company sued.
Because
they did not maintain that information.
Well, I mean, so the proponents of the bill say it seeks to promote transparency, online transparency, and citizen privacy, requiring online companies to identify the categories of personal information they collect about citizens and giving citizens the ability to find out what categories of information online companies sold about them and the names of the third parties the information was sold to.
Right.
That's the overall summary of that.
Yes.
Right. Now, but when you dig deeper, that's where you find, I mean, it's always in the fine print.
Correct.
Are the issues that you're concerned about.
Correct. I think that, again, it's, you know, it's couched in the terms of privacy and consumer protection. I don't think there's a business in Chicago or in the nation that doesn't take seriously consumer protection, consumer data privacy, and protecting that person or that consumer's information, because let's be honest, if you're facing a PR meltdown of data breach or whatever, that's bad PR. You're going to lose market share, you're going to lose money, you're going to lose brand reputation, and that's all very valuable to businesses. So businesses already protect information, they already have privacy policies and place to protect. But I think, again, kind of what you said, with you get deeper into the details and you start to realize why this bill is actually being pushed, why it is empowering plaintiffs' attorneys and trial lawyers to be able to sue businesses even for honest mistakes, is a very huge concern for us, because it's not only the big businesses that have, you know, in some ways the financial resources and capabilities to actually to fulfill the law, but it's the small and medium-sized businesses that are not going to have an in-house attorney, an in-house
IT.
You know, IT person to be able to do this, all the training that's involved. So if it was just about privacy, I think you'd see the business community come around to it. But it's not just about privacy. It's couched in terms of privacy and good government, or I'm sorry, protecting consumer data. But it's really not about that.
I know, too, that one of the concerns is that, you know, given Chicago and the growth of high-tech startups and those kinds of things, that there's a concern that a bill like this might be an inhibiting factor for, I mean, let's face it, because a lot of these tech startups are the new small businesses of the world.
Right. And recently, I think in March of this year, actually, KPMG came out with a study that identified Chicago as the sixth in the entire world, as the fastest growing tech incubator in the entire world. And that's an important moniker for the city of Chicago. It's a badge of honor, obviously, for not only the city, but for the mayor. So I think this bill, when you talk about what this bill actually does to businesses and the tech industry as a whole, specifically, there is a chilling effect that really kind of hovers over the ability for that industry to grow.
Is there a happy medium here between both sides on this?
I always like to think so. I know the sponsors of both bills, the one in the Senate and the one in the House, they've actually moved over now. But I think there always is. But I think as long as there's this, you know, plaintiff's firm.
The outside presence.
The outside presence. If this was just about privacy, I think we could get somewhere. But as long as you have the ability to sue for anything, basically, that you want to, for a company not maintaining information, I think that's a big problem.
Let's move to the broader issue of Springfield and the dysfunction in Springfield. And, I mean, you spend more time down there than I do, because right now I'm not sure there's any reason for me to spend much time down there. I still talk to a lot of legislators, but
right.
I just don't see anything moving forward that provides the kind of stability that people, that your members want. The business community, they may not like all the taxes, they may not right. like whatever, it's just as long as there's just some stability of knowing right. what they confront.
Right, absolutely. You know, and again, our membership is very diverse. We've got non-for-profits, we've got hospitals, from the small businesses to the large businesses. So they're impacted very much by the budget impasse. And, you know, we're hopeful that the four legislative leaders and the governor can come together and kind of work something out. I think as we look to a timeline, I don't really think May 31st is necessarily
I don't think anybody
deadline.
Believes There's, that to right, be a yeah. deadline. it know, hasn't been for the last couple of years.
Not, it has not, although the K-12 funding has been Correct. The issue that has been the force that has pushed some type of resolution, whether it was in the form of a stopgap or something else. So I think that is your kind of real deadline is June 30th.
Because of the schools.
Because of the schools. And I think no politician can withstand angry parents not having the ability to send their kids to school. So,
especially as we move into already what has started as the 2018 campaign cycle.
Yes, very early. You've obviously got, is it 4, 5, 6 Democratic candidates for governor?
That was actually a question asked at a Cook County Democratic organizing meeting yesterday. How many candidates are there? But some might argue, too, that maybe that's exactly what's needed, is because nothing has moved anybody forward here, and that a shutdown of schools might be enough to move people.
I think that when you're looking at pressure points, I think the biggest one is that K-12 is the shutdown of schools. Not obviously that anyone wants that to
Correct.
Happen.
Correct, absolutely.
If that were to happen, obviously that would be a pressure point. Because all the other pressure points are gone, right? The state employees that are getting paid without an appropriation, that's usually a huge pressure point in instances like this, but that's not obviously the case. You've got 90% of the budget flowing through court orders, consent decrees, and continuing appropriations. So there's really no pressure point other than that K-12 and whether schools are going to open on time.
Yeah, and nobody, for the most part, obviously we're into this more than,
yes.
But for the average person.
They're not thinking about it until those schools don't open.
Right, because right. nothing so far has necessarily affected
Correct.
Them in whatever casual relationship they have with state government.
And unfortunately, it's only been the social service providers and
right.
the college institutions here in Illinois that have really suffered the most out of the budget impasse.
Mike Reaver, thank you so much. He's the Vice President of Government Relations at the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you so much, Rick.
We'll be back with more right after this.